Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Well, we didn't have to cancel Christmas in the Carter household, but it certainly was an issue. Before we went on vacation, Katie and I were having issues regarding Christmas because Katie and I have been together 4 years tomorrow, and we have never had a time during Christmas where it was just, you know, myself and Katie, where it was just us exchanging gifts and the whole family knew about it. Because I had mentioned last year, actually last year being 2008, that Katie and I, for Christmas, I kind of left it up to her on how she was going to plan the time for, you know, herself and myself. And it ended up that we exchanged gifts, I think, on December 28th, because she comes from a divorced family. So
that's late.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it wasn't Christmas Eve. It wasn't Christmas Day.
It does take you out of the spirit of things when it's that late, doesn't it?
And I just feel like, well, if we're going to start our own tradition, then we need to establish when she and I have our own Christmas time. And because, like I said, she comes from a divorced family, which means that she's got, potentially four different, not only one parent, the other parent, but the other set of grandparents, the other set of grandparents. And so it's just and they're all fortunately local, so she doesn't have to go out of town for it. But my family's out of town, so it's us juggling almost three different trips to go visit family, and then we kind of lose ourselves. Okay, so right before we left, like Bert said, I was in tears even the night before the show because Katie and I had an argument on the fact that I was trying to fight for some time on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
And ideally, if Katie Jo gave you exactly what you wanted, what would that have been going into Christmas?
Well, you know what? Ideally, it would have. My family was Christmas Evers. Like, we opened gifts on Christmas Eve and did everything Christmas Eve. So I'm fine with Christmas Eve. I'm starting to wonder, though, if Christmas morning would be nice for
us. That's prime real estate right there.
Christmas morning to wake up together to do, because I've never done that with my family. So
to have, breakfast in bed
and
have, your coffee
and you start Christmas together. But that's a non-designated. That would not be a Melissa-designated time because that's a grandparent's time. So, and that's just been tradition that it's been at the one grandparent's home, Christmas morning, that's it. So
ideally you want Christmas morning, but that's not going to happen.
That's
so
not
you
happen.
Would say Christmas Eve.
So Christmas Eve was my request. And so I said, just everybody understand that Christmas Eve is ours. We cannot be interrupted. It started as casually Christmas Eve to become to where there was a time frame where Katie had to put 8 p.m. to midnight on Christmas Eve was her request to her family. That was the time that she had with me. Now, there was a lot of conversation that went on because it wasn't just a matter of her being able to say, hey, I'm doing Christmas Eve from 8 to 12, because then there was a family member who had already had dinner planned that night. So that was going to throw them off. And then it just is almost as if everybody started bringing up what the problems that caused for their families rather than, you know what, that's okay, Katie. Why don't you go ahead and have that? Because Katie is a people pleaser, and I learned that, people pleasing in the family means that she doesn't necessarily stand firm ground with her family.
She doesn't have boundaries for her time.
Correct.
It's about their time.
Correct.
Right.
So what happened? Well, we did have Christmas Eve. We did have Christmas Eve from 8 until 12. So I got what I wanted.
Good.
I will say, though, in hindsight, I got what I wanted.
However, eyes on.
Right.
Well,
right.
However, you fight for something and you know how in your mind something that you think is going to be ideal. It was wonderful. We had a great time. But it's almost as if Katie had just gone through a war with her family just to get that time. So by the time she got there, it was almost as if, if you fight a battle, a soldier wants to, take a shower, get some sleep, and then be able to rest after that battle's fought. Well, by the time she got to me, Christmas Day hadn't even started yet, with her, tour de Atlanta of the family. So she was a little tired, a little war-torn, by the time we got there. So it wasn't, for me, I felt like, well, it's a first step. It's a first step to where we fought for this. We had a good Christmas Eve. It was just the two of us. And hopefully it will be a tradition.
Now you
got the hours.
You got to keep it.
And we have to keep it.
You got to keep that going.
Yes.
So I'm not quite understanding. You got the hours that you wanted, but you didn't get the quality time that you wanted?
Well, it was good quality time, but it was just there was this haze of Katie was still distracted because she felt like she was disappointing other people by being there with me that night. And the whole point was to have the solid quality she and I time.
Like you want her to anticipate the time with you with some sort of excitement.
Right.
Like bringing all this like really great energy. Like, oh, I can't wait till 8 o'clock starts. Not like, oh, everything ends at 8 o'clock and I can sort of flop on the couch with Melissa.
Right. And the thing is, I mean, and so that's what I'm thinking in hindsight. It was more about her mentally than her physically. And I think that I saw in that moment that what I was asking for was, yeah, exactly what Jen just said, and it wasn't quite there, but I felt like we're building upon that. That next year, she'll know that that's
a little easier next year.
Yeah, so I'm certainly not being unappreciative of the battle we fought and that Katie mainly fought and that I got, but I will say that, yes, and I got a lot of emails from people who deal with this every single year, that it is exhausting, and it shouldn't be, but, I mean, like, Katie right now is sick in bed because I think she wore herself out from stress all holiday long. And she is so sick, bless her heart, that I feel like once she was able to relax and let her guard down, and then it hit her.
Yeah. So, all right, yeah. So it's okay.
So I commend my soldier for going in there and fighting it. We had Christmas Eve together, and we exchanged gifts, and we had time just with us and our little animals. So it was very nice.
So next year, you're going to back it up to 7? You're going to get a little more real estate?
Don't do it. Not next year. But
I think you should.
Yes, think
I'm not
going to
say it on air, but you know what, Jen? Wink, wink.
It's already started.
The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.